Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Larry Bass, who is CEO and President of Friedland Industries Incorporated. Good evening, Larry. How are you?
Good, Cheryl. How are you today?
Good. Caught an article in the paper. We had talked a few months ago about rail service returning to Old Town and how much more efficient and environmentally friendly that was going to be for Friedland Industries. And it looks like we might be getting a little bit closer to that happening. What do you know to be the latest?
Well, we are. We're still waiting for the railroad itself to come in and repair the tracks to the level necessary for us to be able to ship some cars. As you know, and we've talked about before, that the railroad actually owns the rail line. We don't. We own our own spur that comes into the plant that accesses the line, but the railroad itself owns the line, and they are responsible for making sure they're in repair order in order to ship. So that's where we're at, really. Not a real update. We're waiting for their activity, and we'll let you know when that happens.
They're coming in to make some repairs to the track, and it looks like it might be in the next few weeks.
Next few weeks to a month. We were expecting sometime early summer.
Okay.
So late spring, early summer.
And
we never did receive a definite date from them. So.
Okay, but it looks like we're progressing toward that end. And when we talked the last time, it was information for me that isn't, I guess, a huge surprise at how much more economical it will be for an operation like Friedland Industries to transport via rail versus truck.
Well, there's a tremendous fuel savings, for one thing. The mills themselves that we ship raw material to have what's now called contract rates between shippers like us and the mills. And what they do is they directly assign these rates through the railroad and just pass along the cost of those rates to us. So it's much more economical, and it's worked out well with others that they're working with, and we just want to be part of it.
Well, you talk about fuel costs, and holy cow, I mean, you're looking at the same raises that the rest of us have looked at in terms of fuel prices.
Right.
And there's just no way to avoid those.
Right, and as you know, we operate our own fleet of trucks. But for example, you can ship in a rail car approximately 200,000 net pounds in a truck. Around 40,000 to 45,000 net pounds.
So when we're looking at not only economical but environmentally, just doing the math on that with the loads that it takes for a truck versus rail.
Yeah, it's 4 to 5 times the amount of material in one car. Now there are still weight restrictions on the rail that apply. They're just much higher than it is by truck. The other issue is that when you're going from state to state, all the 50 states have different load limit requirements. So it really becomes kind of a juggling act to make sure that you have the right amount of weight on the axles in order to be legal as you're driving down the road. So in more ways than one, it's very helpful to use the rail when we can.
Well, absolutely. And I found it interesting, the article also talked about the Old Town Commercial Association was welcoming the return of rail service to that district in Lansing. That has to be encouraging as well.
It is. We've always tried to be a good neighbor, and we'll continue to do so. Frankly, the trains themselves, when they do access our line, they're only going to be traveling about 2, 3, 4 miles an hour. And you're not talking about tying up a track like down on Michigan Avenue where the track's tied up for 10, 15 minutes. In this case, you're talking about maybe a minute or two.
Well, as we had talked in the past and had some time to chat about it, this rail line was never abandoned. It just really hasn't been used much in the last few years.
That's correct. At one time, I want to say 10 maybe years or so ago, we were shipping anywhere from 30 to 50 cars a month on this line. So, no, it's nothing new to us, and the track was never abandoned. People started parking on it, unfortunately.
That's one issue I was going to bring up. People are going to have to change a few habits just because it wasn't used much.
Well, some
folks have parked on the tracks, and I can't imagine that.
Well, when you cross the tracks with a vehicle, not at a crossing, okay, it does tend to damage the tracks so and make them unsafe to operate. So that's frankly why the railroad's got to come in and repair them.
I was a little shocked to hear that. I can't imagine doing that myself. It just seems dangerous and kind of and risky.
Right, right. But, you know, they didn't see any level of traffic, and that's what happened.
So that is part of the between $100,000 and $200,000expected for Adrian and Blissfield Railroad Company are going to have to do repairs before it can get up to speed for you all.
Yeah, they were estimating about that. I'm not really sure exactly what the cost will be, but they were estimating around that number.
And kind of fair warning, too, the Old Town Commercial Association was putting out notifying residents and businesses to be sure to stay off the tracks because they're going to be ticketed for this.
They did, and frankly, the railroad has its own police department, so they can come down there and ticket them, notwithstanding the city. I don't think the city actually does that. I think that the railroad itself has their own ticketing agency.
Wow. So I guess once again, we're issuing fair warning to stay off
right.
the tracks. It won't be too long before cars are coming through,
train
cars, and B, it's a dangerous proposition and damages as well.
It does create damage, and it's dangerous as well. And frankly, there'll just be probably no more than once a day movements anyway, so it's not going to be disruptive to the neighborhood at all.
Well, and why did rail traffic stop pretty much in that area?
It just became more difficult to ship by rail. Railroads, if you go back through some news clippings, have changed hands many times over the last 10 years, and it just became much easier to ship by truck and timely as well.
And
times have changed. Everything what goes around comes around, and rails are coming back. The original rail line on our site was here in the late 1800s.
That's amazing.
So it's still the same. It's still the same line. Of course, repaired many times, but updated many times. The old Border Water and Light plant, what is now going to be Accident Fund, was on our same line. They were the next business on the line at one time.
There's an amazing amount of history around here that a lot of us just don't know, isn't there, Larry?
Right, there sure is.
Amazing, amazing. Yeah. Well, thank you for the update on this. We'll look forward to hearing about when the trains are running again. And I love the fact that it's going to be, as we said, economical and environmentally friendly. So it's a good thing. It's a win-win for everybody.
It is. It truly is.
Very good. Thank you so much, Larry.
Well, thanks for calling, Cheryl. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Larry Bass, CEO and President of Friedland Industries Incorporated in Old Town. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.